single love is a murder. You gotta commit to survive.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 142. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by The Constellations. That song is called Love is a Murder. That features CeeLo on guest vocals there. The album is Southern Gothic, originally released in 2008, but about to see a 2010 re-release on Virgin Records, and the band is heading out on the road. They are playing the Riot Room in Kansas City, which will be a very interesting venue, knowing that that venue is known for metal, and more metal as of late. Maybe a little garage punk, but mostly metal, and did I mention metal? A curious thing, I might be there to check it out. Let's see. Oh, other curious things. I've only got like 6 songs on the podcast this week, but we're still totaling up to the 30-minute normal run, and I'm doing it all without large sums of post-rock, so figure that one out. That means we must be dancing, and we'll start off the dance party here with Kaylee. This song is called On the Lam.
There's a voice in my head that I probably should have trusted from the start. From the start, I finally flipped out and I'm hiring a detective. Hard to find out where I've been.
Oh,
kind of fun there. That is the Smittens remix by Greg Davis, the Garden Mesklin mix. That is from a new EP of remixes, Dancing Shoes, the Smittens remixed, released on Oddbox Records in the UK. Came out, I think, July of this year to promote. I think the band's doing a European tour right now. So our favorite little popsters from Burlington, Vermont, out on the road and getting some remixes by some heavy-duty folks there as well. I'm not a big fan of the remix album, but, you know, there's a song on there that I never heard before in any form, so I had to pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Kayle Ocker-Ecke, or I'm not sure exactly how he pronounces that one, the frontman of Block Party. That song is called On the Lamb and is on his new album, The Boxer, that came out June of this year on Glass Note Records. That song is decidedly the most dancey of the album, but the entire album is very much a dance album. And yes, those are his vocals, pitch shifted up and giving him his own diva. Which is something I think we should all try to find our own inner diva. Coming up next, I've got to slow it down a bit, or a whole lot, actually. This is Alexi Murdoch with the song Someday Soon.
My father, and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father, and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. 'Cause where I live, it gets dark at night. Kind of dark eats up the light. Yeah, where I live, it gets dark at night. Kind of dark eats up the light. And you know the mother, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I'm afraid of night. As I dream, I'm falling down. The world moves without a sound. I'm lost as sure as I was found. The sun comes up without a sound. So I love her face another day, and I hope the kindness comes your way. Yeah, I love her face another day, and I hope the kindness comes your way. It's for you I pray. Today. Morning, I'll be gone. Wherefore and two cannot be told. Mind filled with memories, lay me down like gold. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. Someday soon.
Rising in the street.
Mark Kozelek's Sunkill Moon project. The name of that song is Half Moon Bay. That is on the band's new album, Admiral Fell Promises, which was released on Mark's own label, Caldo Verde, in July of this year. That album is just what you would expect from Mark Kozelek. A couple of songs like that one that are just stunningly beautiful, and the rest haunting and enveloping, and definitely something to carry you in. And before that was Alexi Murdoch with the song Someday Soon. That's on his Toward the Sun EP, originally a self-release in 2009, though he swears it will be officially released sometime in 2010, though I think that may have all changed at the end of 2009 when the Away We Go soundtrack came out and everyone who hadn't already discovered Alexi Murdoch did. I certainly was one of those. Two albums there in a little bit of fall vein, and I can explain why that happened. While I was on vacation, I was up in the New England and up in Canada, and I found cool temperatures and cool rain and some gray days, and it was lovely. But it did put me in the mood for Mark Kozelek and for Sunkill Moon, so that's when I picked up those albums. And that's just how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, and hopefully I make good choices and we make a good podcast. So that's all it is. Looks like I'm about out of time here. How did that happen so quickly? I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 142. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things this week by jumping back in time. A track by Jim Croce. This song is called Lover's Cross and was originally released on his 1973 album, I've Got a Name. Released just after his death, his very untimely death. Jim doesn't get a lot of respect in the indie rock world, I guess. It's probably his vocals more than anything. Just a little too bright to, you know, fall into the categories that, you know, who knows, Nick Drake gets, for example. But his guitar playing is just immaculate, and sentiments lovely, if maybe a little sappy. So I'm going to play a song here, one that you may not be familiar with. We'll skip the, you know, badly Roy Brown sort of tracks. This is called Lover's Cross. Thank you very much for listening. I'll catch you next week.
I guess that it was bound to happen. It's just a matter of time. Now I've come to my decision, and it's a one of the painful kind. 'Cause now it seems that you wanted a martyr, just just a regular guy wouldn't do. But baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. You really gotta hand it to you, 'cause girl, you really tried. But for every time that we spent laughing, there were two times that I cried. And you were trying to make me your martyr, and that's the one thing I just couldn't do. 'Cause baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. Tables are meant for turning, and people are bound to change. And bridges are meant for burning, when the people and memories, they join all the same. Still I hope that you can find another who can take what I could not. Have to be a super guy, or maybe a super god. 'Cause I never was much of a martyr before, and I ain't about to start nothing new. Baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you. These tables are meant for turning, and people are bound to change. Bridges are meant for burning, when the people and memories, they join all the same. But I hope that you can find another who can take what I could not. You'd have to be a super guy, or maybe a super god. 'Cause I never was much of a martyr before, and I ain't about to start nothing new. Baby, I can't hang upon no lover's cross for you.